What do we do? Well, we don't believe him. We got to go to the doctor and have the doctor throw in their 2 cents worth. We can't believe God. I think about a man who had a big church meeting one day, and one of the guys come down to the front, 4 or 5 pastors on the platform. He said, "Sister Sue, she's in the hospital, got all kinds of problems. We need to pray for her." Okay, so they stopped and prayed for Sister Sue for her healing. After it was over, that same person came back up and said, "Now, before we leave, we need to pray for Sister Sue again." Okay, so they started praying for her healing again. And the Lord spoke to one of the men on the platform and said, "When y'all prayed the prayer of faith, I started working. But when y'all just prayed the second prayer of unbelief, I stopped working." Said, "Y'all didn't believe your first prayer. You prayed in unbelief the second time. That canceled my ability to do anything." I heard him tell that, and I thought, you know, that's why I dislike my honey bunny, Cheryl. She started to over to her daughter's restaurant the other night, and she said, "Honey, my stomach's hurting me. Would you pray for me?" I laid my hand on her stomach, rebuked the devil, commanded him to leave, and I said, "You're healed in the name of Jesus." She walked out. She wasn't no better. About 20 minutes down the road, she called me and said, "Honey, you got to pray again. My stomach's still killing me." Now, once in a while, guys, you know, you have to get rough with your mate. I said, "I prayed, woman, it's done. Just thank God." Click, I hung up the phone on her. She called me back in 5 minutes. She said, "Wow, it don't hurt a bit." Now, see, she knows when I do things like that I'm not attacking her at all. She knows I'm attacking the enemy. Because, see, if I said, "Well, gee, honey, I feel so sorry for you. Yeah, let me try that again and see," the devil just backs off. Said, "Yeah, neither one of you do stupid kids believe nothing." But when I said, "It's done in the name of Jesus." So you got to understand your spiritual authority. You don't get into unbelief. You don't get into something whenever, like I think of another time when Cheryl had to sing to 1,200 people that night, her and her daughter. And she came in about the middle of the afternoon, could barely talk. "Honey, you got to pray for me. I can't hardly talk." How many of you know that's not exactly what a singer needs at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when she's going to sing at 7 to 1,200 people? I reached up and grabbed her around the neck like this, and I said, "Come out of her, you devil of hell, in the name of Jesus." I said, "It's done. You're healed in Jesus' name." I said, "Now talk to me, woman." She said, "Wow, that's great." And now see, if you didn't know who your spiritual authority was, when he grabbed you around the neck like that, started shaking you, you'd think, "My husband's killing me." See, you got to know who your spiritual authority is, right? And you got to trust him. And mine never hesitated. I mean, when I grabbed her around the neck and started shaking her, she just flowed with it because she knew I was a spiritual head and she knew I knew what I was doing. And I mean, that devil left her instantly and she was healed and she went. That's just like one afternoon she was getting ready to go sing and a whole bunch of whips come up all over her face. She called me on the phone. I said, "No problem, just demons coming out of you. We're going to kick them out." And so we did, and they all went away. The next day, they come back up worse. The reason it happened, because we were on a long, extended fast. This is about 6 or 7 days into the fast. And those demons came up, and I again prayed for her the second time, kicked them devils out. And she said, "It's done. Did we see a change?" Nope. She went over to where her daughter was and called her daughter out and said, "Honey, I need you to come outside. I need to talk to you." And she said, "Mom, come on in." She said, "No, I can't come in. You got to come out here." And so she went out. Chrissy came out and looked. She said, "Mom, what is wrong with you? Look at all them whips all over your neck and everything, face and everything." Oh, she said, "That's just demons coming out of me. My husband kicked them out, said they're going to be gone in just a few minutes. No problem." "Mom, you look awful. We can't sing together tonight." "Oh, yeah." She said, "They ain't going to be there tonight." In just a few minutes, guess what wasn't there? They all left. What kind of faith did she have? Great faith. She didn't tell her daughter, "Well, I sure hope they're going to come on. Maybe if Thurman's prayer got answered." "No, he prayed for me. It's done." Amen. Is that the kind of faith you need? Yes. Is that the kind of faith the king honors? Yes. I think about that little boy out there in Phoenix when I went out there. Couldn't talk. About 5 years old. Never spoke a word. Mom and Daddy brought him up. I found out what their sins was. I got them to confess their sin. I spoke, commanded that little boy to talk. I must have spent 15 or 20 minutes with that little boy, commanding in the name of Jesus to talk. The king said, we can ask anything in the name of Jesus. You know that? He said, ask anything in my name. Well, I did, but he didn't talk. So 15 or 20 minutes, I finally thought, well, I got a whole church full of people to pray for, so I got to let y'all go. I said, but y'all just keep praising the king and thanking him, and I guarantee your son will talk. No problem. Just 3 or 4 days later, that Baptist preacher out there where I was, he called me back and he said, Thurman, that next morning when that family woke up, that little boy woke up talking and he ain't shut up since. That's all he does is talk. Hey, because he didn't talk the first day, I could have said, well, I guess God didn't hear my prayer. But he did hear my prayer. And you got to continue. Just like Vernon Cannon that came here the other day with 77 years old with dyslexia. He came up at the end of the healing school and said, Thurman, you think Jesus can heal dyslexia? I said, no. I know he can. Ain't no thinking about it. He said, well, I've had it for 77 years, and I've never been able to read for 77 years. I said, okay, I kick this devil out of you, I pray for you, and it's done. I said, now then, can you read? No. I said, I want you to start saying, thank you, Lord, I can read perfect in the name of Jesus. Now, what did the Lord tell you? If you said it long enough, what's going to happen? You're going to believe it. Now, that if you say it and you believe it, what are you going to have? Whatever you say, that's right. So I told him. So he walks out and he said, thank you, Lord, that I can read perfect. His wife of about 52 or 3 years, she came over and said, oh, you can read. He said, well, not really. But he said, I'm saying I can't because the Word says if I say it, I can have it. So she now knows that he really can't read. But on the way home, he looks up at a sign and says, Lord, thank you, I can read that sign in the name of Jesus. She knew he couldn't read that sign. So he goes on and on and on and on and on and on and over and over and over thousands of times in the next 2.5 months. Lord, thank you, I can read perfect in the name of Jesus. Well, she knows he can't read. He never has been. So she found out right here that, oh, you can read. He said, no, no, I'm just saying I can. So she never bothered him anymore. Sunday morning, he said, 2.5 months later, he's standing in church and they got the song up on the wall up there. And he's saying, Lord, thank you, I can read them words perfect in the name of Jesus. And he said, all of a sudden, all them words came in perfect alignment and clear, and I could read. He said, Lord, thank you that I can read perfect in the name of Jesus. Now, that didn't excite nobody because he'd been saying it for 2.5 months. He goes to dinner with his wife, said, Lord, thank you, I can read this menu in the name of Jesus. His wife ain't a bit excited, you know. Thank you, Lord, I can really read this menu in the name of Jesus. When he gets home and he walks in the door and said, honey, I really can read. She said, well, yeah, I've been hearing you say that for 2.5 months. He said, no, I really can read. She said, what? She goes over and gets her Bible. She opens it to the page. She said, read that to me. And he, oh, but what to say? The word is not. Oh, she said, and she jumps up and starts screaming. And that Tuesday they drove all the way from Hobbs, New Mexico, right here. And they got up and gave his testimony right here. All day long because he had never been able to read for 77 years. And after prayer and coming to one healing school, 2.5 months later, he could. Now, what if any time longer he said, it didn't work. 2 months into this, he said, well, I've been doing what Thurman said, but it ain't worked for me yet, so I guess it ain't going to work. I guess it's not God's will for me to be healed. You see, we give up too easy, don't we? What the Lord say, you'll have whatever you say with your mouth if you believe it with your heart. So if you give up before you get your miracle, you just lost it. Do what? Oh, yeah, that was amazing. She'd been in pain for... You was here that night, wasn't you? Yeah, Joseph was here. Then they drove down. She'd had a problem with her arm for the last 3 weeks. And she said, we're going to Dallas because we need Thurman's faith. And I know that you give your testimony tonight, and I know the minute he touches me, I'm going to be healed. And they walked in about 10 minutes till 7, and she said, would you touch me? I had this tremendous pain in my arm. I just reached over, laid my hand in her arm and said, in the name of Jesus. And she screamed and said, it's gone. It's gone. The pain's gone. I don't have a pain. What, was it my faith that healed her? No, it was her faith. She had great faith in the Lord. Now then, Jesus done that, didn't he? Woman, your faith has made you well. Is that what the king said? I mean, this woman walked up and said, and she thought within herself, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, if I can just get close enough to touch him, I know I'll be healed. He didn't even know she was back there. He didn't pray for her nothing. She crawled in through that. She pressed in through that crowd. She'd been sick for 18 years, been to all the doctors, spent all of her money and grew worse and broke. But she didn't get well. But when she came to Jesus, he didn't ask her for no money. All he asked her for was faith. And she said, I know if I touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be healed. And she reached up and touched that garment. And the minute she did, that woman knew she was instantly healed. And Jesus turned and said, who touched me? Somebody touched me in faith. Peter says, what do you mean, Lord? They're thronging all over you. People are hitting you all over. Oh, but somebody touched me in faith. What happens when you touch him in faith? You still get your answer today. He's never changed. He's the same King. He's the same Jesus. But he honors faith and faith only. So, if you can confess with your mouth and believe that word, sozo, Lord, thank you. I believe in Jesus, and I'm confessing Jesus with my mouth. I'm believing with my heart. So I am saved. I am healed. I am delivered. I am preserved. I am made whole. Ain't nothing wrong with me. But you know what we do? There's a man called me just the other day. He said, you've got to call me. I think I'm having a heart attack. The girls handed me that. I went in there and picked up the phone. I called. His wife answered the phone. She said, Thurman, I'm so glad you called. My husband's having a heart attack. I said, wrong confession. Wrong confession. I said, woman, repent. What did the Lord say you'll have if you say it with your mouth? Where's your miracle? In your mouth and in your heart.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.